Good morning. I am so excited. You know, it is holiday week, and it just runs from now right through Christmas. I am so excited. Oh, I can't wait. And, of course, part of that is because they're calling for snow today, and I keep looking out the window saying, come on, snow. I know, sorry, you know. I just love the snow and the festive time of the year. Oh, so much fun. Now, Bonnie won't let me start decorating until the weekend. I know a lot of people we were talked about that this morning. A lot of people say you can't do that. Have Thanksgiving first, and then you start on Christmas. Bah, humbug. Yeah. But anyways, this is a time of Thanksgiving. Every Sunday we give thanks, but today's a little extra special. We want to dig deep today and give God a lot of thanks. Let's give God thanks for the mundane things. You know, the everyday things that we take for granted. Let's give God thanks for those and think of the things that you need to give God thanks for that maybe you didn't enjoy so much. Trials and tribulations, they helped our faith to grow. We should be thankful for those too, just as much. So it is a time of Thanksgiving, and it's good to be here on sacred and holy ground with family and friends to worship the Lord our God, to lift high the name of Jesus. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and we give you thanks for today. We give you thanks, Lord, for the holiday season. Lord, it's a time to worship and celebrate, and it's a time to be with family and friends. Most of all, it's a time to praise you, to give you thanks for the many, many blessings that we have. Forgive us, God, when we take those blessings for granted. And Lord, we pray that what we do here today is pleasing to you and life-changing to all of us. We pray, Lord, that what we do here today is a witness to the whole world that we are your children, a thankful people called by your name. So come, Holy Spirit, come and bless this service. Bless the soup luncheon afterwards. Fill us all with love for one another, and fill us especially with love for you, for we ask it all in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said,
Amen.
Amen. The peace of Christ be with you. Let's pass that peace to one another.
Good morning, church. As you make your way back to your pews, we'd like to begin our announcements and reminders that we have this morning. First, please remember to sign our registration page that can be found in the red folder at the end of your pew. Please sign that and pass it to others, bringing it back to the center aisle. I do, again, as I said, offer a warm welcome and to any visitors that we have this morning. And if you are a visitor and would like information about our church, certainly, of course, please see the pastor or me or Diane Runser, our music director. Or if you would so be inclined, we have a packet of information hanging on a shepherd's crook immediately outside the double doors. Our November memory verse is printed at the top center, page 1 of your bulletin. Please recite it through with me twice. 1 John 4:4. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. 1 John 4:4. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I also forgot to remind you that there are 3x5 index cards in those red folders if you have a prayer request. Please complete that card, and the ushers will bring it forward to Pastor Bruce. We have a variety of announcements, but we're going to start with Diane Runser, who has several of her own.
First of all, I want to thank everyone who so generously volunteered to do all of those things that were on the clipboard. We had people volunteering to do the Advent wreath lighting and for Advent refreshments. You have been very kind to fill all those in. There are still a couple left on the clipboard. We still need some help with the Salvation Army ringing the bells on December 14th. Right now, the main opening is from 10 to 11 a.m., but there are spots for helpers. We have at least one name for most of the slots, but two's company, and three is definitely not a crowd. So if you want to sign up for one of those times, that would be great. Also, there's still a sign-up list for next week for Hanging of the Greens. If you don't sign up, you can still come. That just gives us a little idea of how much pizza to order. Finally, on the front, we need some help with the on Christmas Eve, lighting the luminaria outside. We need someone to help the painters. They've been doing it, and they said they needed help this year. We need someone to be able to stay after the morning service for a few minutes, which is at 10 o'clock that day. There's only one service. And put the luminaria around the building, then just to get it set up. Then we need someone to come in about 5 o'clock to light all of the luminaria. And then prior to the other services, we need people to go around and see if anything needs to be replaced or relit. Finally, we need someone to come in sometime on Christmas Day to pick everything up and move it inside the building so it can dry out if we have rain or snow. So that's on the top list, and we appreciate all of your help. Thank you.
Thank you, Diane. And for those that are not aware, the painters are not people that paint, of our longtime members of our church family. So the painters are who can certainly use our help. And now let me highlight just a few of our announcements. First of all, from outreach, thank you to those who participated and donated for our food baskets. Our Thanksgiving food baskets will be distributed to 28 families. So we were able to help 28 needy families in our own community. And also from outreach, today's the soup luncheon. If you're not salivating as you're sitting there in the pews, you might want to check your sinuses because you can certainly smell that delicious soup. So we hope you'll join us for soup luncheon, soup and sandwich luncheon immediately following today's service. Also, a thank you to the United Methodist Men, led by Mike, for putting up our nativity scene, always a wonderful addition to our church property. Thank you, Mike and United Methodist Men. For next Sunday, just a reminder, prayer quilt and shawl, prayer shawl dedication. Thank you to all those involved in this beautiful ministry, for those that donate materials, for those certainly that knit and crochet. They will be displayed here on our chancel rail for a dedication to be distributed to those in need. And also a reminder, two Christmas reminders. Lisa is the coordinator for our children's service. That will be held on 5:30, our very first service for Christmas Eve, 5:30. And that is always dedicated to the children. She had sign-ups starting last Sunday. However, if you are still interested to have your child in the program, please contact Lisa immediately. There's lots of available parts for children, reading and singing and just standing there and in all their glory. And also, Pastor wanted to remind us all that our Christmas card board is up on the easels in the room, the gathering room off of our narthex. And this is just a wonderful way to wish Merry Christmas blessings to our fellow worshipers. And the best part is you can save a stamp. So our Christmas board announcers. Do we have any other announcements this morning? If not, I would ask that you open your heart as we begin our worship service. Thank you. I would now ask that you stand and turn in your red hymnal for our call to worship, Psalm 150, that can be found on page 862 in your red hymnal. Please respond to my prompt. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary.
Praise God in his mighty firmament.
Praise God for his mighty deeds. Praise God with trumpet sound.
Praise God with lute and harp.
Praise God with tambourine and dance.
Praise God with strings and pipe.
Praise God with sounding cymbals.
Praise God with loud clashing cymbals.
Let everything that breathes praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Please remain standing and turn in your red hymnal to number 694, Come Ye Thankful People, Come.
Just enough. Okay. All right. And who loves you?
Jesus.
Who loves me? Who loves Diane?
Me.
All Who loves the choir? Who loves all of them? Jesus. Bunches and bunches and bunches. Who loves all the little children in the world? Jesus does. Okay, stand up. I want to give you your candy now. Okay, ladies first. All right, and most of them said thank you. And that's important to say thank you. We should always thank people for the blessings that they've given to us, for things they've done for us, for teaching us, for helping us. We should always say thank you. So come on up here with me, because we're going to bless these boxes, these shoe boxes. These go to children all over the world. And the gifts in these shoe boxes seem pretty small to us, but these gifts, they mean the world to these kids that get them. I tell you, they bring a lot of joy. So we're going to pray for the shoe boxes and for those who get them, okay? I want us to hold hands. All right? Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, we lift up the shoe boxes unto you. Not only the shoe boxes, but those who have provided for them, those who have packed them, those who deliver them. We lift up to you, Lord, those who will receive them. And we pray, God, that by the power of your Holy Spirit, you bless everybody involved. Bless these gifts, Lord, that they will carry with them the anointing of your Holy Spirit. We pray that the children who receive these, the boys and the girls, we pray that they will feel the love of Jesus Christ. And so bless these gifts, Lord, that they will go to help those boys and girls so that they will not be taken away from them. Bless these gifts, Lord, that they will be ambassadors of Christ and that they will tell the world, these children, that they are loved. Lord, anoint them. We ask this in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said,
Amen.
Amen. Okay.
Thank you for loving me, for the world, comforting.
Thank you to our sunshiners, Michael and Charles, and Sophie and Hannah. Let's give them one more round of applause. I'm actually delaying because I'm choked up here. I'm not gonna lie. That was just beautiful. So our word of God is from Paul, his second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 9, verses 6 through 11. Hear Paul's words. The point is this: he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must do as he has made up his mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that you may always have enough of everything and may provide in abundance for every good work. As it is written, he scatters abroad, he gives to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your resources and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way for great generosity, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God. And here ends Paul's message to the Corinthians. And at this time, I ask our ushers to come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offering.
Saved a wretch like me, calling me home, calling me home. You claim the victory to call me your own, 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 to call me your own. And how such grace I don't understand. You spread your love across vast canyons. I'm amazed, so amazed by you. Oh, don't understand, and you spread your love across vast canyons. I'm amazed, so amazed by you. Oh. See you clearly on the other side, calling me home, you're calling me home.
Dear Heavenly Father, when we consider the gifts that you have given to us, these gifts here pale in comparison. For you have given us the gift of sunshine, flowers, colors, and sounds. And God, we are a thankful people. And so we give to you with a cheerful heart. And we pray that you would bless and multiply these offerings and use them as you see fit, for the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ to a hurting world. Bless both gift and giver, those who are able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. joys and concerns. For joys, last Sunday, Jeff and Marcy joined the church, and then Friday night, with just some of their older children, I joined them in marital bliss for all eternity. So it's now Jeff and Marcy. They're a sweet couple. So that was a joy. What other joys do we have?
Warm, fuzzy blankets.
Warm, fuzzy blankets. There you go. The music. You got a year younger last Sunday. Okay. Happy birthday. Yes, Ethel and Bill brought JJ home this week. We were really concerned about that, but it has turned out pretty good. And being home has been good for JJ. So he continues to need your prayers, as do Ethel and Bill also, but it's been good. Other joys. Okay, glad that cold front came through and we survived the high winds. Family.
Being able this Thursday to spend time with family, friends, instead of joy time.
Fritz is thankful for Thanksgiving, for the time to be able to spend with family and friends and say thank you. Our church family. Absolutely. For all of our joys, we say, praise the Lord. Okay, we have our concerns, pens and pencils. Let me start us off with, we want to pray for our church, FUMC. We want to pray for our country, USA. Pray for our country, all levels of the government. And don't pray that people would be taken out of office. Don't pray that people would get their comeuppance. And we come from a position of love. And the scriptures say we're to pray for our country and our country's leaders. So pray that God guides them and directs them, that they serve as new creatures in Christ. So if they need to change, let's pray that the Holy Spirit changes them. It's too much negativism. Let's pray for our families, marriages, raising of children, finances, our pets. Let's pray for those who suffer from depression and anxiety. This is a very difficult time of the year for them. We want to pray for our law enforcement, all of our police, men and women, first responders. Yep, New Kensington lost a police officer just recently. Pray for all those who are traveling. David, who went in Wednesday for his stem cell transplant. Pray for Virginia. Pray for Doris, who is battling cancer, and the doctors have just told her that there's nothing more they can do. Other concerns? Sophie.
Bobby.
Let's pray for Bobby. Your aunt. Okay.
For Jeff and his family.
For Jeff and his family. Died here, was it 2 weeks ago?
Two Sundays ago.
Pray for Matt and family. We want to pray for the Dawn family, for Ken, for Bob, Lord. Armand's sister passed away. Jane and Craig. Madison and Vanessa, William and Tamisha and John, and we want to pray for Joel's sister, Lori, who's having a difficult time recuperating from abdominal surgery. Joel's sister, Lori. Anybody else? Suzanne? Okay, so we want to pray for Misha. Pray for Misha. Any other requests? Unspoken? Raise your hand. God sees that hand and knows the details. And for all of our concerns, we say, Lord, hear our prayers. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, a long list of concerns, spoken and unspoken today. We have the awesome privilege of being able to stand in the gap for people. We know, God, that if enough of us add our prayers, that something powerful can happen. And so, God, we lift up into the light and love of your presence our country and our country's leaders, this church. We lift up to you, Lord, all those who are traveling. We pray for our families, our homes, for those suffering from depression and anxiety, for our policemen and women and their families, first responders, addicts. We pray for David and Virginia. And Lord, be with Doris. We lift up to you Matt and family, and Jeff and his family, and Bobby, and Misha. We lift up to you, Lord, the Geller family, Nowak, Stitley, Jones, Leonelli, that family. We pray for Jane and Craig, Madison and Vanessa, William, Tamisha and John, and for Lori. Lord, we pray that just speaking these names by faith, that once again you would send forth your mighty spirit to do a miraculous work in their lives. For we believe, God, help our unbelief. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. With you, God, all things are possible. And the chastisement of our peace is upon Jesus. And by his stripes we are healed. It is written. So we thank you for that, Lord. And we will be careful to give you and you alone all the honor and the glory and the praise. In Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let's stand for the reading of the gospel according to Matthew. It's going to be Matthew 25. Matthew 25, verses 14 through 30. Follows the lectionary reading from last week, the parable of the 10 virgins. This one is about the parable of the bags of gold. So again, it's Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. Let us hear this word of the Lord. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags, and to another one, 1 bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once, put his money to work, and gained 5 bags more. So also the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. But the man who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money.
After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." The man with 2 bags of gold also came. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." Then the man who had received 1 bag of gold came. "Master," he said, "I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you." His master replied, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers, so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Please be seated. Yeah, we didn't get a couple things into the bulletin this week, the call to worship and the scripture readings. Jeannie had sent me a reminder in email that I hadn't gotten this information to her. And I never got that email. My email had been acting a little funny, and you know, I have an iPhone, didn't think much about it. Well, 5:15 yesterday, sitting there thinking about going to church, all of a sudden I get 198 emails. All the way back from the beginning of October. They just came one right after the other. Technology's wonderful when it works, you know. It's just... So if you need to get a hold of me, either text me, because I'll get you an instant reply, or call me. But... So who remembers what the word multivalent means? What is it? Jason remembered yesterday. Multivalent. Multi meaning many. Valent, like a veil. Layers. There are layers and layers. So many layers. Multivalent. The scriptures are multivalent, right? Many layers to the scriptures. So each time we read them, we get a deeper meaning. You know, you read it once and you go, "Oh, I get that." And then you pray about it, ask for the Holy Spirit to guide you. You read it again. You read other texts that apply to what you're reading. And you get a deeper meaning. This is really cool. And then you do it again and you get an even deeper meaning. The scriptures are multivalent. So on the surface, this reading about the parable of the bags of gold and these 3 servants, it sounds like it's just about money. The master gives each of his 3 servants a sum of money, and the master leaves and goes away. He fully expects the servants to do something good with that money. So on the surface, we see that the first 2 servants invested the money. They invested it, got money back, and the 3rd servant didn't invest. So as Christians then, the meaning is pretty simple. We're to invest in the ministry. Invest your money in the ministry. Support the ministry. If you give nothing, you will get nothing. You will be like the 3rd servant.
cast into outer darkness where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. Well, let's read it again and peel back some layers. Let's read some confirming text. Romans chapter 12, verse 6 says that we have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If your gift is encouraging, then encourage. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. And if it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. These are just some of the gifts that the Holy Spirit gives us, some of our talents. It's our mission in life to use the talents that we have for God's honor and glory and praise. You see, according to the Abrahamic covenant in Genesis chapter 12, God says, I will bless those who bless you, curse those who curse you, and all families on earth will be blessed through you. So we are, as offspring of the Abrahamic covenant, Christians, we are blessed to be a blessing. All families on earth will be blessed through us. See, so when we share our blessings, we are really sharing Jesus with other people. And that's how they get blessed. So that's what we have to do, is share our talents. Share our talents with one another, with the world, for God's honor and glory and praise. Talents used to mean money. And then it came to be known as those gifts and skills that we have, the talents that God gives us. And we have a lot of different talents. Eric here has got the gift of people skills, and he's a good communicator. Wendell has the gift of encouragement and hospitality. And Fritz has the, let's talk about Chris. Chris has the gift of working with leather and speaking and preaching and singing. And Diane's got the gift of music and the gift of putting up with Fritz. So I love you, Fritz. You know that there, buddy. And so we have a lot of different gifts, a lot of different talents. But those talents are not to be kept. They're not to be buried inside of us. Because if we bury them inside of us, then we become the third servant. And there'll be outer darkness and weeping and gnashing of teeth. So let's dig a little deeper. Let's peel back another layer of this onion. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 says, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. We are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21 says that those who cleanse themselves from the latter will be instruments for special purposes. That's us. We will be instruments for special purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work. So we have a purpose in life. Useful to the master and prepared to do any good work. So when we look at this passage again with the supporting scriptures, first thing we notice is that in this passage it says that the master was going on a long journey. But first he gives money to three of his servants. And then he leaves. So he left his servants with expectations, but he didn't stick around to make them do anything. He gave them the freedom of choice. God gives us the freedom of choice. God says, this is what I want you to do with your life. I've prepared these good works for you to do. but it's up to you whether or not you do them. Here's my Holy Spirit who will give you talents to use, to invest, but it's up to you whether or not you invest them and use them. And so the master goes on his journey, but we know that the master is coming back. So that's the first thing. We have a freedom to choose whether or not to use the talents that God has given us. The second thing that we have, it didn't matter how much money was given to the first servant, the second, third servant, or the third servant. See, the master gave to each servant according to their ability. So it was an even playing field. They all actually received the same amount because it was according to their ability. The one who received the most had more ability, so he had more money and down the line. That's not what the master was concerned about. The master was concerned about whether or not they would use what they were given to bring him honor and glory. God gives us talents. What God wants to know is, are we willing to risk what we have? Are we willing to invest it? And take a chance, a step of faith, and say, here's what I've got, I'm going to do this for you. Or are we so hung up in the results that we're afraid to try? See, the results aren't up to you and I. That's playing God. We don't do that. All God calls us to do is to take a chance, to step out in faith, to risk what he's given us. That's what pleases God, to show that we trust more in God than we do in what's around us. Don't be afraid of failure. But take the talents he has given you and risk it all for Jesus. That's what God wants us to do. It's what puts a smile on his face. You know, according to James chapter 2, beginning with verse 14, what good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. Faith without works is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds. God has prepared works for us to do. God has given us talents. And now God has given us the freedom to choose what we're going to do with those talents. Are we going to fulfill those works? Are we going to take a risk and step out for Jesus? The only unfulfilled life is a life without risk. And that third servant didn't risk losing that money. That third servant just buried it and then gave it back to the master when he came back. But he never went out in faith and tried to do anything with that money. He didn't take a chance. And that's what God wants you and I to do, is take a chance with what we have. Don't worry about the results. It doesn't matter what the world thinks. It matters whether or not we're trusting God. That's where it's at. And so that's what I get out of this parable. It is about living a risk-filled life for his honor and glory and praise. So be bold, trusting God, and get involved. Take a risk with your life and all that you have. Take that risk for Jesus. To me, that's the best way to say thank you to God. God, this is what you've given me. Now I'm going to use it. Talk is cheap. Actions speak louder than words. Happy Thanksgiving. God loves you, and so do I. Let's stand and sing. Come, ye thankful. Nope, not that one. There we go. 4:13. A charge to keep I have. Well, the Christmas card wall is right in the assembly room out to the right, and it's just a board up on a piece on an easel, and you bring in a Christmas card, sign it, address it to your church family, and there's a roll of tape down there, and just tape it up on the board. And then whenever you get a chance, go down there during Advent and read the cards and see what everybody sent to you through the church family. That's what that's all about. We have the soup luncheon going on downstairs. I invite everybody to come downstairs and partake of that. And have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Enjoy your time with your family and friends, and take a chance. Step out in faith, risk it all, and invite somebody to eat with you that maybe is alone, doesn't have family. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and God, we give you thanks for all the blessings that you've given to us. And we pray, Lord, that by the power of your Holy Spirit, we will live our lives boldly, that we will go out and take risks in life, because you are our God and nobody is greater than you. If God be for us, who can be against us? And so we give it all to you, God. We risk it all for you. Your will be done in us and through us this day. And Lord, we pray that you would bless this soup luncheon, bless the ministry, bless the food, that it would nourish our bodies and do us no harm, and bless all of us under your service. In Jesus' name we pray. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen.
Are you trying to?